No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today, once again, for Just Plane Radio. We are on location at the AOPA fly-in at St. Simons, Georgia. What do you think about this so far, Ed?
So far, it's a blast.
It looks pretty good. Very well attended, too.
Yeah, I was amazed at the number of airplanes. We got here about, 8:15 or so, 8:30, and I was surprised at the number of airplanes that were already on the ground here.
Yeah, and Dave. Captain Dave, I'll get it right by the end of the show when I don't need to know it. We don't know if he's going to get us back at this point if I keep screwing up. But anyway, Captain Dave got us here in one piece with a little bit of Captain Ed's tutelage there in co-pilot seat. And we landed here at the fly-in. Just had it looks really cool.
It was really kind of a team effort. There was a point where I had Greg looking out one window watching for traffic, and he had two in sight, and Dave looking out the other window. I said, okay, I'll take the controls and just, fly straight ahead, and I'll keep looking out front. These fly-ins always get a little interesting when it comes to traffic.
Well, a lot of planes, a lot of traffic. You need some extra eyes. And as we were walking over to the hangars, Ed goes, yeah, that was definitely a two-captain approach. And I said, hey, I count as a half, don't I? So it was like two and a half is what we gave it for our crew. But we got here in one piece. We're actually in the exhibit area right now, and you ran into some friends, right?
Yeah. We've got Nick and Pedro here. They're listeners of the show and actually also customers down at Flight Training Professionals. They came up to hang out and look around, too.
Well, let me apologize in advance, Nick, but welcome, I should say.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege. It's beautiful out here. I mean, it is a bit cooler than Orlando, but
it is.
It
feels nice. It's like a little nip of winter. We'll fly back this afternoon before it gets really cold, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
What did you guys fly up here, Pedro?
We actually flew a 172, and we took off early in the morning, tried to see if we could beat the traffic, and we actually did that. We only had a little bit of traffic coming in, but like Ed said, having a second person in, it really tremendously helped a lot. The flying, this is our first fly-in, and it's awesome. It's been really, really nice. The people, the friends, we met some other people. The pancakes, of course, are awesome.
They're delicious, aren't they?
Absolutely delicious, but so far we have been having a great time.
Yes. Now, so you guys came in on a Cessna 172, flew in through, or looked for the water tower. That's what the boss, or what are they,
Air Boss,
was telling us, look for the water tower, and we saw like a couple of them, but did you have any trouble locating that, or what?
Actually, a little bit. We followed the document, the VFR procedures, and we were with flight following, and of course we listened all to the radio and the advisories, and we were looking at a few towers out there, but we just kept on going and listening to the boss, the air boss, and we made it safely.
So who's the pilot in command? Pedro?
Yes.
Right? So
yes,
you were, did you have any issues? You've done all this stuff before. Did you train him too, Ed, or no?
No, yeah, I didn't train him.
No. So he actually knows how to fly. Hey! I'm just using myself as an excuse here because I don't have my certificate yet.
I do attend his seminars, though. So
you do?
He has a bit of...
So you can vouch for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He paid you off.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Fair enough.
That's
right.
Sure.
So you've been flying for how long, Pedro?
I started flying in the 90s. So I've been flying for a while, on and off, but I've been flying for a while.
An instructor and the whole thing, too?
No, just for fun.
So you just, this was your first fly-in. So what do you usually do when you're flying your 172 around?
What we do is we actually try to convert them into missions. We do cross countries and or short flights, and we practice maneuvers. We hunt for pancakes.
Hey, it's on a pancake hunt.
Pancake hunters. Yes. I see a reality TV show, Pancake Hunters.
Absolutely. I think it's it qualifies for one.
Right, so this is your first AOPA fly-in, but not your first pancake hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the first AOPA fly-in. I believe this is the last one this year, and I said we had to make it there. So it's been great. It's been great.
Yeah. And what about you, Nick? What are you certified pilot as well, or what?
Yeah, I'm a private pilot. In the 90s, Diego Afonso was actually my examiner back in 96, in June 96.
Now see, he's supposed to do my check ride, but then he retired when he finally realized that was the case.
He realized he didn't have to fly with
you. Right. Yeah, I think that's what he told me.
I forced him into retirement.
Yeah, but I stopped flying for quite a bit financially, you know, with the family, you know, priority straight. But when I did come back, it's funny because I know Ed and Keith from back in the 90s from Comair. And I was just looking for a place to get back into flying. And my daughter, they surprised me for Christmas with a gift certificate with FlyPro. And so I come, and this was an instructor they had here before. Went out for the Discovery flight. And decided, yeah, I'm ready, come back. And I run into Keith. And I'm like, Keith? You know, and I tell you what, it was just, you know, it was meant to be. And we love to fly.
Nice. So, I mean, where do you go from here? You're just going to wander around the show and see who you run into, people like Ed, or what?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at the aircraft display. And all of the aircraft out there, we're just going to walk. We're going to do the seminars because there are quite a few seminars. And we're hoping to be here for the town hall speak by the ALPA president.
Yeah, Mark Baker. Yeah, we hope to get him on our show today if we can talk to him for a minute or two.
And we're gonna play by ear because we don't want to leave when everybody leaves at the same time. So we want to see if I can leave a little bit earlier on that. And, you know.
Yeah, no, I wondered about that, Ed. You know, when we got in here, no problem. You think there is going to be an issue leaving?
Remember, Sun and Fun departure.
Yeah, well, I mean, do they have, there's not a no-fly time at this one, though, I guess.
No, there's not. You could really leave at any time, and they did hand us these little departure cards with instructions of what to do for departure.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we ordered up our fuel and paid for it before we left the airplane. So.
Okay, so we should be good to go.
I told Pedro, I said, we got to look at it like if we're at a baseball game. We leave right at the beginning of the ninth inning, so that will beat the traffic.
Yes. Seventh inning stretch, you get up there, do your dance, and walk away, maybe.
I tell you what, for any pilots out there, this is an awesome event, and flying all together are very great events, and they're worth going in and participating with the pilot community. It's just a great feeling.
They actually have a really nice static display here, Ed. I didn't expect to see all these planes. Is this typical, you think, or do you know?
Yeah, from what I understand, they have some of the manufacturers out. I know I saw Textron with the Beechcraft and some of the Cessna products. Diamond was here, and you know, looks like the Kodiak or whatever that big.
Yeah, but they got some nice. Yeah, they got the Kodiak here. But looking at some of the classic planes when we first walked into the static area there. Pat Wagstaff's plane was there, and they had these old time DC something. So, well, they got a DC-3 back in the hangar here. We got to go take a look at.
I'm impressed you even know what a DC-3 is.
I watched Indiana Jones. I saw those movies.
Those are Ford Tri modes.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right, there.
We actually went in the DC-3.
You took the tour of this already?
Yeah.
And there's a raffle. Nice. If you're a pilot, you can actually sign up for the raffle. And you can actually get to fly that aircraft.
What if you're not a pilot?
I don't know. They didn't say anything about that.
They do get extra seats for the passengers.
Okay.
I'm sure in the back. In the back.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We could go do that.
Right. I'll sign up.
Yeah, we got to find our buddy Tom Haynes here from the AOPA. I know he's wandering around, maybe doing AOPA Live, doing a couple seminars as well. But it is. It's bigger. It's a fun. It's not a massive event, so you come out here for a few hours, hang out, see some of the exhibits and some of the planes, and really make a fun day of it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The weather, everything. It's fine. It's meeting other fellow pilots. We ran into a couple people we know from back home, and it's a... Definitely, I'm glad that we came.
I was telling Nick, you know, we're not in Florida anymore.
Yes, it's definitely jacket weather up here in St. Simons, Georgia today. But, you know, it feels nice. This is, and we'll be here just long enough to enjoy it. and to get out before it really starts irritating us. You think, Ed?
That's my plan.
Yes. That is definitely one of the benefits of being being down in Florida for sure. But it feels good. It's jacket weather, and you wander around, see some of the planes. And when you guys go to some of the other events, are you doing pancake breakfasts and the $100 hamburger fly-in things, that whole thing?
We're doing the works.
So you're doing that like every weekend, or what is your schedule kind of going?
Every other week or so, yeah. We do that, yeah.
Yeah, you just see all over the place. So like your distance will be how far will you go generally, Nick?
Well, this is the furthest we've been.
Out of Orlando.
Out of Orlando, yeah. We normally stay within an hour flight.
You got a favorite place you like to go just for a weekend? Like, say, if you're flying down to Marathon or South Florida, or do you like going north?
That's actually our next trip.
Like going down to south?
Key West, yeah.
All right, well, you got an extra seat?
Yeah.
I'm a great passenger. Ed says I make great what?
Parasite drag.
Yes. Okay. Well, they found the humor in that. I haven't figured out what that means exactly. We got more coming up from the AOPA fly-in in St. Simons, Georgia, next on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deep Water Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deep Water Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deep Water Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwaterkay.com. That's deepwaterkay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Ed, and we are at the AOPA fly-in. And as promised, we're going to track him down, and Mark Baker is with us. He's the big cheese here at the AOPA, and he is literally hanging out with everybody here at the fly-in. How are you, Mark?
I'm having a great day. I love being at the airport on a Saturday, and particularly get to spend time with a lot of fellow aviators and members.
And that was really the focus of putting these things on this year, is to get out there and mingle with the people and really just do what you want to do. Is that the case?
It really is. It's, being a grassroots movement, we'll see 17,000 members this year at these seven events. So I feel really good about meeting a lot of people that wouldn't have gone to an expo or summit because they live within their 200 miles and fly out for a Saturday. Something convenient, low cost. And we've done it. It's been a great year.
Okay, what about you? Did you fly in yourself too?
I did fly in myself. I flew my helicopter down from Frederick to here today. Or yesterday. I came in yesterday with my helicopter.
And that took how long?
It was 5.5 hours with one stop. It wasn't bad.
No, that wasn't bad at all.
It's not bad. That'd be fun.
Yeah. You bring some people down with you?
I just flew a couple people with me in the 206 and park it here in Florida for the wintertime.
Got it. Well, yeah, well, this is Georgia, but it's close enough for
close
you,
enough.
I guess.
Yeah, that's right. It's a border thing.
Yeah. And you know, I got to say, this is our first AOPA fly-in. We should have came to more of these. This is a really nice event.
You know, I have been so gratified by the members. We have not had one, not one. And you have an opportunity after seven of these events to have a mistake and make something go wrong. Not one complaint from anybody, not one concern. It's been just, I mean, resounding success. Aviators out sharing their airplane stories and learning a little bit some of our seminars, hopefully, and just celebrating this great public thing called aviation.
Exactly. And there's a few seminars that are going on. You're going to have a town hall meeting. What's going to be the topic? The election, the medical certificate, a little bit of everything, or what?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Obviously, the members are very interested, as I am, in getting the FAA to move, and if not, legislation to move this third-class medical to the right place. And I'm energized by the election that we'll get everybody back to work again in January and start to focus on that so that the FAA does continue to move this this rulemaking policy on faster, because I'm not satisfied with the speed, but I am convinced and optimistic that we're going to get something that's going to be in the right direction in the not too distant future.
Now, I noticed there's a giant sign up board, and is this like a greeting card we're sending to the FAA about this medical third class medical certificate, or what? What is that?
Well, as a matter of fact, our Frederick Flying Deputy Administrator Michael Whitaker was there, and I said, "We've got new wallpaper for your office." And
nice.
He was looking forward to having all of these banners delivered to the FAA in not too distant future, because this is our last flying for the year. So there will be a wallpaper in the FAA building very soon.
Excellent. I like it. Nice color scheme. It would work for them, you think, Ed?
I think
it would
be perfect.
Yeah. Now what?
It would remind them why they're there.
What do you mean?
To serve us.
Who?
The FAA.
Well, of course, exactly. They work for us, just like the government does. And if they don't, we throw them out and have a little changing of the guard like happened last week, right?
Well, I think that's right. And I think, I am optimistic that the Administrator Huerta has gotten the focus of his team to do something that supports aviation, helps grow aviation, and protect aviation. So I think we are getting that message heard, and it's because of the strength of this organization, AOPA, and all of its membership, that we can get these sign-ups and, we'll probably have 15 or 20,000 signatures by the time we're said and done between this season, and put that in front of them. It's meaningful, very meaningful.
Yes, well, and that's what AOPA does. They bring everybody together and give us a voice up there to those folks, which it's very difficult when everybody's fractured, but that AOPA brings everyone together with these fly-ins and focuses on things like this third-class medical, which hopefully we can get that resolved here shortly. Now, what about next year? Are we going to do this again, or is it too early to know for sure?
No, as a matter of fact, we'll be selecting the number of locations here in the next month. We'll be announcing it in January. We've had over 40 different airports bid on it, if you will, because they've seen the energy it brings to their community. They want to share their airport and have people fly into their airport. So we're really excited about picking from a great list for 2015 and beyond. We want these things to move around. We want to be in net new places to meet people that haven't been exposed to AOPA face-to-face.
Now, I know a lot of this is personal for you. When you started this and you made the announcement and you wanted to get out there and mingle with the folks and be just a pilot, which is what you are.
Thank you.
I've saw many interviews. I've seen you on AOPA Live, and I'm sorry it's taken us so long to get you on Just Plain Radio, but we don't rate with the other media sometimes. we're working on it. But what do you see here personally as far as maybe the static displays or something that kind of piques your interest? Anything in particular you want to single out?
Well, I think the thing that I've been really amazed at is the pilot's dedication to come and learn something, whether it's from Bruce Landsberg or over here in Patty Wagstaff, is sit down and listen to people talk about how you can be safe for pilots. And, you're always trying to grab people's attention to say, you got a minute. Let's just talk a little about things you can learn in aviation, whether it's new electronics or avionics, whatever it is. And people have a thirst and a curiosity to learn what's new in aircraft, what's new in how they can update their airplane, and how they can be safe for pilots. So I am gratified that there's a lot of learning going on here.
A lot of learning, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was really interested in, because I looked at the list of the seminars, and we went and listened to Patty. And, Greg is currently learning how to fly, and I'm his instructor. And so I'm, in the thing, nudging him, say, see, that's what I told you.
Right.
So now he maybe actually will listen to me for once.
He's trying to teach me how to fly. I'm a perpetual flight student, it appears, at the moment. But, a good pilot's always learning. I may not have my certificate yet, but I'm slowly but surely learning, right?
You never stop learning. I've been flying for 37 years and thousands of hours, lots of different airplanes. But every day, the next day matters more than like yesterday. So Always learn.
Now, do you ever pull rank and get someone like a Patty Wagstaff and say, hey, take me up here in one of these aerobatic things? I'm the big cheese at AOPA. You owe me?
Yeah, Patty's offered me a ride today, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I'll probably take her up on it. I've flown an extra before. I've taken aerobatic lessons, but I'm sure it'll be paled compared to what she does in an airplane.
Yes, well, that would be fun. They gave away two rides with her today, and we had our names in there, but we lost. So probably just a good
probably
thing.
Probably good. I don't think you'd make it.
Yeah, I was like, air sick bag, where is it at?
You know, before lunch. Do it definitely before lunch.
Before lunch is the key. All right, but anything else? What about these planes? We're standing right next to a plane. Ed thought this was the plane that Amelia Earhart flew. Is that right?
This or is a generation after that Lockheed. These Lockheed 12s, which there were eight of them, I think, at Oshkosh here, this year. These are gorgeous airplanes. Yeah. It's strange that we've had seven fly-ins this year, and we've had four different Lockheeds of the eight show up at one of our events.
And how does that work? Do they just find out about the fly-ins? Like, hey, we want to bring our classic plane in here. Is that how this is going, or what?
First off, they were all members, so they were getting the magazine and knew that we were coming to town. They love to show off and share these beautiful restorations of these Grand Champion airplanes. And I think they attract a crowd. It's fun to see people take care and steward these old airplanes like that.
Yeah, you know, I was just standing around watching some of the guys that are, you know, there to showcase the plane and just listening in on the conversations. I had some older guy come in and he's like, yeah, I used to fly this all the time. And it's a young guy who's doing the restoration, and just listening in on that conversation, I felt, I don't know, I just felt honored to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I've been a round engine guy for a long time. I've had a 1944 Beech 18. I've had a Beaver, 1949 Beaver, couple of T6s over the years, Waco. I love the sound of round engines, but people that take care of these airplanes are doing it for the generations to come, because these airplanes will fly for another 100 years.
And for fun, you're flying helicopters now. Is that the main thing, or what?
I stole my favorite airplane, my Super Cub, on amphibs.
Ed just totally lost it right there.
Yeah,
right?
That's my favorite. That's what I want to do.
Well, someday you'll be like him.
Yeah, exactly.
More coming up from the AOPA fly-in in St. Simons, Georgia. Next, stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed. We are at 4,500 feet, I believe, just over St. Augustine. Am I right there, Ed, or am I totally off?
You're totally off. We're descending to 3,500 feet coming across Jacksonville now.
Okay. Well,
you're just behind the airplane as normal.
Well, I literally am behind you, at least, in the passenger seat. And so I'm getting everything kind of like secondhand, right?
Yeah, as we said last week, you are parasite drag today.
Okay, parasite drag, whatever. Okay, we're on our way to St. Simons for the AOPA fly-in. We're literally flying in a Cessna 182 right now. And our pilot in command is Captain Dave. Dave, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Are you holding up okay? You're giving me a fine little ride. I feel like I'm in a limo.
That is making me a little nervous.
Make you a little,
I'm making him nervous. Great.
Well, yeah, that would be a first.
Yeah. Hey, you fly with Maggie. You should be more nervous than flying with Maggie than me.
That's true. She does scare me.
Does she? Well, okay. I can understand.
Does she scare you?
Great. What's that?
Doesn't Maggie scare you?
No, Maggie's great. She'd be a perfect instructor for me.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Everyone tried to.
What, you think she'd like kill me or something? Or
yeah, I think
it'd be a hard time?
I think so.
Well, okay. Maybe that's. Yeah, we are literally flying to the fly-in. And this is what it's like. I mean, you just kick back and enjoy the scenery. We're cruising up along the coast here of Florida. What a ride. And what a view we got today. What do you think, Ed?
That's great. We got great weather. A little bit of clouds here, so we're dropping down 3,500 feet. All right, along Jacksonville coastline, but it looks clear ahead.
And we have, we're doing flight following right now into the fly-in. They're going to take us up to, what'd you say, Jekyll Island? Is that what the deal is?
And Fernandina Beach, and then we fly the coastline up to Jekyll Island, then in from there.
Okay. and then we're going to talk to the air boss for the AOPA fly-in and get directions on what to do.
Yes, sir.
Right now we have no clue.
That's right.
So coming up next, you're going to find out if everything went okay. I think it'll be all right. I'm feeling good. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly. With him is your flight instructor. However, we are at the AOPA fly-in in St. Simons, Georgia, and I think we found an instructor that just may trump you, Ed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. She trumps me, definitely.
I don't think you can open up a flying magazine without coming across the name Patty Wagstaff. Patty, welcome. How are you?
Sorry about that.
No, that's a good thing. I mean, I'm a perpetual student in training, and I know your name.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you get around in the flying world, I mean.
Yeah, you know, I've just been given so many opportunities, and, you know, if somebody asks you to do something or write something, you can't say no.
Well, there you go. Well, you got a few awards.
Trouble, and, so I stay busy.
Yeah, you fly these competitions, you're doing all this aerobatic flying and all this kind of stuff. How did that happen? How did you get into this in the first place?
You never know where things are going to lead. I was getting my ratings, living in Alaska, I was getting my ratings, and I didn't know, you know, what I wanted to do. I knew I didn't want to do the airline thing. My sister is an airline pilot, my dad was an airline pilot, and I thought, I don't know what I want to do with it. I know that I like to fly, and then I went to an air show and said, that's what I want to do,
it led upside down and in circles and all kinds of crazy.
I didn't know where I didn't know how far it would go or how long I'd do it or anything like that. I didn't think about it like that. I just thought, this is what I want to do. So,
well, you've won every award, I think, on the planet for that type of flying, haven't you?
I've won a few. I've been really fortunate.
Yes. Now you're actually teaching, or you got a school, and you're actually just... just down the road from us in Orlando.
I live in St. Augustine. That's where our school is. We're really excited about it. It's at Southeast Aero on the field. And Southeast Aero is the extra distributorship for the country. They get all the extras that come in the country get assembled there and everything. So it's like the perfect location, and I live there. And so I'm real excited about it. I've been at CFI for a long time, but to be able to turn it into an aerobatic school is pretty cool.
That is. So, you know, we just saw the presentation she gave, Ed, did it spark some ideas for you?
Well, no. If you remember correctly, Greg is my student, so there are about three times in the presentation I nudge him and say, see, that's what I told you. And specifically when we're talking about the stall and stall recovery.
Or looking outside the airplane. Flying
the wing and, looking outside the airplane in the steep turn, all that stuff. And I said, see, you might actually believe me when I tell you something next time.
So next time we go up in the plane where he's training me, I'm supposed to do rolls and turn flips and all kinds of crazy things.
Why?
Hammerheads.
Sure.
How hard is it to take someone, some schmo like me, up in there and teach them how to do some of this stuff?
It's not hard at all. Sometimes it's better when somebody is a student pilot, you know, because they don't have a lot of bad habits, right? And some of the people that come fly with us, they've been flying so long and they haven't had anybody looking over their shoulder for a long time. So you have to get them out of some of their habits and get their heads out of the cockpit.
Yeah. So and you do several different programs where you can come up for a day and fly for a couple hours. Hours or something?
One day, two flight confidence course, and that's where you get the instructor for the whole day and just work on what you need to work on and go through, you know, all unusual attitudes and some basic aerobatics just to get your confidence going and expose you to all this. Or if you're a real experienced person, just to do a brush up. and because everything's tailored for the individual student. And then we have a five-hour course, which is the five-hour airmanship and basic aerobatics course, or you could call it basic upset training if you want. It kind of does the same.
Wait, basic upset training, like upset stomach training? What do you mean?
Well, you know, upset training is the big... People are kind of afraid of the word aerobatics, and there is a little bit difference between upset training and aerobatics. You know, upset training is something that happens unintentionally, and aerobatics you do intentionally. So, but you end up in the same sort of unusual attitudes, and so it's about recovering from those. So
it'll make you a better pilot whether you decide to get into aerobatic flying or not.
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to ever do aerobatics again, but most people find they really kind of like it. So.
Yeah. Now,
that's a five-hour course, but we really focus on airmanship, and that's why we call it that. And then we have a 10-hour course, and that's 5 days, and the five-hour course is 2.5 days. So.
Okay. Now, I was watching the seminar, and you're talking about how the younger generation seems to be catching on to this much easier, it seems, than us old farts. Is that the deal?
You know, I think so. I think they've had more exposure to aviation from a young age because of flight sims and things like that. But I also see it with RC model pilots.
Yeah, but maybe the older guys like me have our stomachs aren't as strong, that kind of thing.
There's no correlation that I've seen between that now.
Yeah. I haven't gotten airsick yet.
I
so
think sometimes there's less fear factor with the younger students. You know, they're just like, yeah, let's just go for it. But they get sick just as quick as anybody else if they're going to get that way.
You were telling a story about that you can actually see this or hear this in their voice.
Usually you can. Sometimes
you hear it on the comms that someone's getting... What's the key?
Quiet.
What's the trigger?
They get very quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they get quiet, then you know they're about to blow.
That's another bad sign.
Well, and that's the other thing I picked up on. It's the first thing that I know if somebody's on discovery flight and they're not feeling too well, they get really quiet.
Really quiet.
And that's what I teach.
It's clammy.
Yeah, and I teach private pilots when they're getting ready to get their license. Hey, you take a customer or a friend on a flight, and we're talking, all of a sudden they start quieting down. That's time to pull the bag out and have it ready.
So you have some...
He's a good instructor.
He is. Look, he's handling me.
Yeah, we definitely hit bags. In fact, I don't have one for this ride that I'm going to do, but I see somebody with a traded plane bag, I'm going
to
grab that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you need to borrow my cooler bag, you're welcome to it. Yeah.
Thanks. I think a little plastic bag is going to be fine, just in case.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what do we do? We're standing next to... Is this your particular private plane or the school's plane?
This isn't either. This belongs to Southeast Aero. It's their touring version of the extra. It's amazing. It took me 15 minutes to get here. We had a headwind, and we had about a 200 knot ground speed.
Wow.
It was nice.
So this thing will cruise pretty fast.
Yeah.
15 minutes. You're going to take a person up there.
Upside down all the way. So.
Did you really?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, when you're flying upside down in this thing, how would you describe it to someone who's never done this before?
Yeah, well, you got great visibility.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yes.
Yeah, you got an open air cockpit pretty much. I mean, it's a glass. I mean,
see everything. So yeah.
But how would you describe it as far as the ride? Is it like a roller coaster kind of thing, or
I mean, if you're doing aerobatics, sure, it's kind of like a roller coaster, except you have more control over it.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And you're going to take these guys up today in a little Discover type aerobatic flight?
So I'm really gentle. I don't want anybody to feel like they're, getting racked around. Sometimes people want to do more than they think that they are up for, and we're just kind of going to do a loop and a roll.
Can you pretty much take anyone and make them blow if you want to, if you like they annoy you?
I could.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
You've done it.
No, I don't.
I would pay you lots of money to do that to him.
People try and pay people to get me sick.
Oh, really? Has that worked or no?
Yeah.
You're unsickable.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And as far as the air shows that you're performing at, you're doing this how often or the competition?
I did 20 shows this year. I don't compete anymore, but I did about 20 shows, a lot of shows. But I'm not going to do so many next year. I want to stay home and take care of the school, hang out with my dogs at the school.
You like hanging around home for once as opposed to being on the road as much.
This is my 30th season, air show season.
Yeah, wow. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you.
Well, we may have to come up to St. Augustine and bug you for a day or something.
You better.
That work?
I'll be really angry if you don't.
I'll pay you $5 if you make.
If you
well, I was going to say I'll pay you $5 if you get Ed sick.
I don't think he's sickable either.
Have you gotten sick?
My first flight. Yes.
Yeah.
I was in the back seat of a 172 between my sisters.
I've never gotten sick, but I stumbled out of a 172 once after a flight. That's really? The it just kind of. Well, that was just because I'm awkward. But, what are you going to do?
I think most people, I think the anxiety sometimes of doing something unknown makes them feel a little icky, but it's amazing how quickly you get over it. My instructor at the school, his name is Shiloh Dudley, he's a wonderful instructor. Everybody loves him. He's very good. He threw up the first three times we did aerobatics, and now he's competing this weekend. He's not here to help me because he's at a competition. So, in fact, when he started instructing for us, I said, now you know you're going to have to compete. You know, that's part of the deal. He's like, oh, shucks, darn. So that's what he's doing. So he got over it really quick, and that's what most people do.
Nice. Now, what is the pre-flight procedure for a flight like this other than here's the airsick bag?
Well,
is there one? Or?
Yeah, we have to wear a parachute, so we talked to him about that.
Okay.
And,
is that that's a legal thing? Or just
that's a legal thing, yeah.
And what determines whether or not it's you have to wear a parachute or not?
You do aerobatics with two people on board.
Okay, that's the rule, huh? And then as far as the controls, are you going to actually let these guys fly the stick and everything?
Yeah, after takeoff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
so, and then what else would you tell them other than that? Just hang on and enjoy the ride?
Talk is in case our intercom goes out for some reason and how to get out of the plane if they need to, and that's about it.
Yeah. And how do you do that exactly? Is there like an eject button that you press?
Open the canopy and it'll depart the plane.
Wow.
In fact, if you don't have it locked on takeoff, it'll depart the plane.
And you don't really want to do that, or you haven't done that before, have you?
I intend to.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll come to St. Augustine. Since she said that, I'm sold halfway. Plus, you got to get him sick, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, there you go. You heard it. Patty Wagstaff on Just Plain Radio laid down the law.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
When it comes to product development, Lightspeed Aviation operates with a simple strategy. Know your customer well and remain committed to the relentless product evolution that expands performance to the edge of technological possibilities. This approach has made Lightspeed the innovation leader and, along with their reputation for remarkable customer support, earned them tremendous respect and brand loyalty. See what's possible when a legacy of innovation and commitment to supporting a pilot's passion meet at lightspeedaviation.com.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away. Far away. Pull yourself together, cause you know you should do better. That's because you're.
We've done a little bit of everything today at the AOPA fly-in in St. Simons, Georgia. We were up in the plane flying out here. We covered that. We talked to Mark Baker, the big cheese at the AOPA. We talked to Patty Wagstaff. It's been a who's who in the aviation industry and just fun all the way around, don't you think?
Oh, it's been a blast.
Now, one of the things that caught my eye here, and I said, Ed, we got to go talk to these guys. I see the Snoopy plane. It's the Snoopy, and I don't know, what is this, Peter? What do we got?
This is a Waco YMF-5D. It's a new production Waco. We've been building this airplane now for about 31 years.
And it's not Snoopy, it's the Red Baron flies
well,
this one, right?
It happens to be a red airplane, but we're happy to paint it any color you want.
Okay, fine. And so this is, I don't know, this is that classic style airplane that you see on TV and just like romantic type of flying, isn't it?
It is. It's a very romantic and visceral airplane in that it really puts smiles on people's faces. And, you know, the cool thing is you're the rock star when you show up anywhere with this airplane.
Absolutely. We've had some of those at Orlando Executive, haven't we?
What? UPS or Waco?
These fly in. I've seen these out
there. Actually, there is a gentleman down there, and I don't know if he's flying one of the new ones, but he's doing air tours in Waco.
Sure. What's the airport?
Orlando Executive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There is. Yeah. I don't know his name, but there's several in Florida.
One over in Merritt Island and one there.
Correct. Yep. I think that's the same as Mark, I think.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yep.
Okay. And that works. And but as far as this type of airplane, is this considered like a classic car type of thing, or what would you say?
It is. It's more like a big Harley cruiser. You know, yes. It's a very classic design. However, the technology underneath the skin is extremely modern. In fact, you know, the avionics in this airplane rival many of the other airplanes here at the show today.
It's got a glass cockpit. I just looked at it.
It does, really.
Yeah. This airplane's got full Garmin touchscreen avionics. It has a G500 for a primary attitude indicator, an S-Tech 55X autopilot. You can fly a coupled, you know, LPV or WASS approach with this airplane.
And when it rains?
Well, you stay dry as long as you're flying.
As long as you're flying, okay.
Yeah, you know, when you come to a stop, then you got to get the umbrella out.
Yes. It's like a convertible, but that's fine. That makes it even that much cooler to fly around, especially where we're at, based out of down in Florida, or even here today in Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, there's a lot of analogies to a Harley. You know, it's an open-air experience, and it's just thrilling. I mean, every person that flies this thing will have a smile, you know, on their face and have a memory that will last a lifetime.
Is it as big as chick magnet as a Harley is?
Well, yes, and okay. Most of these girls don't have tattoos, so it's, you know.
Well, you know, you think about it. It's got this big round engine, goes blah 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 blah, kind of like a Harley.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
Absolutely. The idle is very similar.
Now, what does it do? Cruising speed and stuff like that.
The never exceed speed, or VNE, they call it, is 214 miles an hour, but your typical cruising speeds are about 120. So, but this is normally a low and slow flying across the countryside, enjoying the sights and just having fun.
What power plant's it got on it?
Well, this airplane's got a 300 horsepower Jacobs radial engine, and that's built in Mississippi.
And having the bi-wing design, what does this do? I mean, I'm a pilot in training, so I guess this would be a question for Ed, really. But I'll hand it off to you, Peter. What do you think?
Well, you know, a biplane. Well, you know, it's a design that dates obviously from the 20s and 30s. The advantage of a biplane today, though, is that you have a narrower wingspan and have a, you know, overall greater amount of lift.
And you can walk out on it and walk on them and go upside down and all kinds of stuff.
I saw that
at an air show at least once or twice.
Sure. If so inclined, we had an interesting experience a couple years ago where I have a customer in Africa who flew through a tree with his airplane, and the lower wings were...
On purpose?
Inadvertently.
Okay, I was going to say.
But the lower wings were completely flat against the spars, the leading edges, and the landing gear fairings were ripped off, and he called me and he said, "Peter, thank God for those upper wings. I was able to continue to fly the airplane and made it back to the airport."
Wow. Well, there you go.
Oh,
that's why they got two wings, because if you lose one, I never looked at it like that. But
correct. And that was a side benefit I had never thought of. But I'm glad we could help him out in that occasion. And fortunately, we sent him a new set of wings, and now he's still flying that airplane.
Now, where do you guys build these things? Or are they custom-type things, or what are we talking about?
They're all special-ordered. We build about a half a dozen a year, and they're all built in a certified airplane factory in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Okay. So what do you think, Ed? You want one or two?
I would settle for one. I think this would be a wonderful addition to the flight school fleet. Why don't you buy it for me?
Well, you know, I think you need to add something that's, you know, a little bit more colorful like this. This is really goes back to just the romance of flying, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can to this day remember my first open cockpit ride. It was in a Stearman in Hartford, Connecticut on January 30th. So it was a little cold out, but it was fun.
Yes. Well, you know, I do like this. This is one of the coolest planes. And when you just think about that classic flying or being the Red Baron, I mean, do they get like a free Snoopy doll when they buy a plane kind of thing?
Yeah, I hate to admit this, but the keychain is a Snoopy keychain.
I was going
to
say, see, as dumb as I sound sometimes, every once in a while I make just a little bit of sense, you know, but there you go. But so will you sell some here at the show, or are you just here talking to people?
You know, we come to these shows all over the country, and we do a lot of shows, whether or not it's an AOPA event or some other event or a pancake breakfast one morning somewhere, strictly to sow seeds, you know. So we're here planting seeds in people's mind, and you hope they grow into customers one day.
It just gives you an excuse to fly the plane out here and have some fun?
It does, and, you know, I was doing a good bit of flying yesterday, and hopefully here right after the show we'll do some more flying. So it's all about fun. I'm glad I can have fun coming to these events and have fun by putting smiles on other people's faces.
Yes, well, it definitely would, you know, get your picture in front of this thing, if nothing else, would put a smile on most people's faces. But it's cool stuff, and if people wanted more information, they could go to what website there, Peter?
Our web address is wacoaircraft.com, WACO aircraft.com.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on Just Plane Radio. I see Penny Wagstaff's plane just powered up. She's getting ready to go for the ride. Did she grab the sick bag for that guy or what?
Yeah, I saw her grab it, trade a plane bag off somebody.
Yes. Man, what a great time. AOPA fly-in St. Simons, Georgia, last one of the year. Definitely won't be the only one we do next year. I can guarantee you that. And we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.